grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. Dom and Crouch are the devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. The happy hour continues. We've been joined by two fine guests, our sponsors and friends, Darcy Haber and Jesse Pica-Holst from Solidarity Realty. Darcy, welcome back. Feels like I was just partying with you last night.
Hey, guys.
This is sort of a
Zoom. I missed you already.
It's like a Zoom Brady Bunch we're doing here.
I like it.
Darcy, glad you and Jesse could join us. Obviously, you are there to serve people's real estate needs, but I know you've got a little more of a political conversation to have today. You are both members of the Wisconsin Realtors Association and the National Realtors Association, and both Dominic and I, once upon a time, were both realtors and belonged to those, air quotes, fine organizations. But one of the many qualms I had with those organizations, they give lots and lots of money politically, often to Republicans. And Jesse, you pointed out a lot of the Republicans that were insurrectionist get cash from the Realtors Association. Oh. Let's start there. Jesse, I'm going to start with you. What about the 113 Republicans cashing out from the National Realtors Association?
Thanks for having me on, guys. So this started when the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign put out a press release of all the folks that had given money to the Republican Attorneys General Association, because it turned out they had been directly funding robocalls to turn people out to the Stop the Steal rally that culminated in the riots. Well, so it turns out that Wisconsin Democracy Campaign stretched a little bit, because the donation in question was given to Brad Schimmel 3 years ago. But it got me looking, and I digged in a little further, and I found that the National Association of Realtors had actually done much worse. They'd given over $1 million to the 113 of the 140 or so House Republicans who voted to not to certify the election, and basically calling Joe Biden an illegitimate president and our government an illegitimate government. And they held that vote after the riot that killed four people. So we've called upon, and I spoke with a member of the WRA this morning, and I asked them to halt all donations of any partisan nature until they can figure out some kind of system where they can make sure their money is not going towards these insurrectionists.
Now, Darcy, you are the broker of Solidarity Realty. You obviously wear your politics on your sleeve. But as an organization, Mike Theo, who's the president, and the political team over at the WRA, the Wisconsin Realtors Association, they have been directing political donations to Republicans. And Scott Walker was a grandiose recipient once upon a time. Darcy, how much does that bother you as a company owner that you are mandated to be part of this organization? At least I think you are, if you want to be part of the MLS, yet you don't have control over where their political donations are going.
It's super frustrating. And I feel like, you know, the Republicans tried so hard to make this a right to work state, which is not a good thing. But actually, realtors don't have a right to work without paying $1,000 to this private organization, $600, which is just membership fees. The rest is access to MLS is fine, but it's over $600 in membership fees. And if we don't do that, you're right, we don't have access to the insider MLS, but what realtors get, we can't list, we can't get a super key. So you can't practice real estate to the right standard. You could you know, go on Zillow, but anyone can go on Zillow. It doesn't make us experts. So yeah, I mean, they say it's voluntary, it's not. And I think that the legislature should look into forcing us to give that kind of money when our money is clearly going to places that many realtors, especially in Madison, don't agree with.
Well, Darcy, here in the state of Wisconsin, it was almost a coin flip. Obviously, the electoral votes or the votes for Joe Biden versus Donald Trump. If it's a 50-50 coin flip here in the state of Wisconsin, why is it that the Wisconsin Realtors Association, at least the leadership thereof, is dominated by Republicans? I would guess from my historical interaction with that organization, probably 70% dominated by Republicans and giving to Republican causes. Well, if it's 50-50 Dems and Republicans, why do Republicans dominate this trade organization?
Actually, can I chime in there for a moment, Crudy? because that's something of a misnomer. They do give roughly equal to Democrats and Republicans, but because of the way that our districts are so gerrymandered, if they give $10,000 or $15,000 to a Democrat in a safe seat, you know, that means that they're not hated by that person at the very least, but they're not affecting any electoral outcome. Where they focus their money that matters is on these swing districts that is almost explicitly Republican. So I just want to get that clear, because it's a little bit of a shell game that they play.
Darcy, your thoughts about the makeup of the WRA, and perhaps the giving might be mathematically equal, but the leadership of the WRA, I mean, Mike Theo's Republican through and through.
No, I think they're just a front group for the Republican Party, and we are forced to contribute. It's all a shell game with the money. And in fact, they didn't give Brad Schimmel the money directly. They gave it to the Republican Attorney General's Association. So they didn't have to give the RPAC money that's meant for candidates. So they could give their soft money over to a shell or a 527 organization.
Was that to shield that organization? Do you think the purpose by using a third party pass through, do you think the Wisconsin Realtors are trying to shield from the public or their membership where these dollars are actually being earmarked?
I think so. They'll probably tell you that it's RPAC money, but I know that when we dug into it several years ago with Walker, they had actually added $75 to our yearly fee just to reelect Walker, and they admitted it later. So it does come out of our regular fees, and as we know, money is fungible. So if some people are giving to RPAC, we're still allowing the organization to exist. They wouldn't exist without all our dues. So it's just wrong.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Darcy Haber, Jesse Pica-Holtz from Solidarity Realty joining us. Thank you for doing so. Talk a little politics. Darcy, you mentioned legislation with regards to the WRA. Now, it's been a long time since I've been a member, but is there things that you could do as a dues-paying member within the organization to try to shake it up to make it a little more equitable? As mentioned, you know, a dollar is a dollar, but where it's spent and the influence it can have on an open seat versus a locked seat, it's a big difference. And certainly, is there a committee? Is there some other ways that you can do it, or do you propose specific legislation by law to force something to happen?
Well, you know, you'd be surprised to know I volunteered to be on the board and they turned me down. I don't know why. So I did try to make change from within. That didn't work. And the second one is, yeah, I think the legislature should, in the same way that they, if they respect the right of workers so much, they should pass legislation that stops the Wisconsin Realtors Association from having a monopoly over MLS. We should be able to buy access through another organization. It's just an illegal monopoly.
Darcy, I would point out, I have had a personal relationship with Mike Theo and his wife, Cheryl Theo, who's a big relocation realtor in her own right. And despite that quote-unquote personal relationship and multiple asks of Mike Theo, he has never appeared on the Devil's Advocates radio show with us, and he has no reason to fear us. Another quick thought, since we've been on the air, a family member who's also a member of the Wisconsin Realtors Association sent out a little text to me that said, yeah, F the WRA, only $81 of the annual fees, approximately $1,000, are voluntary. So, you know, have you ever thought about just not writing out the check for the additional $81? That'll show them, right, Darcy?
I don't pay I pay the very minimum. Jesse, what about you?
I've also never paid the voluntary amount, but I'm just as concerned about the general public doesn't really perceive the difference of the Realtors Association is voluntary dues or involuntary dues. They are speaking for our entire vocation. So when the Realtors Association, the National Association of Realtors, gives money to people that say that our elections are a fraud, people, right, like, understandably confuse that with all realtors. And that's a real problem for the real estate market and profession in general.
Above and beyond the politics of this industry, I've got to ask you about the statistical numbers of this industry. My understanding, Wisconsin is having a barn burner of a real estate year. How are companies like yours persevering in the midst of a pandemic? I'm going to ask the broker, Darcy.
I have to say, when people have to hang around in their homes all day, every day, it's kind of good for business because people decide they want a bigger home or a nicer home, as long as they can have the luxury of affording it. A lot of people are making those choices right now. We are still trying to limit our services to those that need them right now as opposed to later. So we are trying to take literally, when we're called essential workers, we're essential for some people and not essential for others. So we are trying to delineate that.
Darcy, I don't think I've ever heard a realtor say, don't list now, list later. Well, I think that speaks to the ethics that you bring to this industry. Darcy, how are you keeping your team safe and your clients and customers safe?
That's a great question. We were able to pivot really quickly to a safe protocol. Jesse really helped us actually because he was researching it from the beginning, but just using masks, hand sanitizer. If you have an open house, you only let two people in at a time and you pace it. And we haven't had any examples of being the people to transmit COVID at all. I've stayed away from it completely. Jesse had some clients that had it and didn't give it to him, luckily.
Team, how is the housing market overall? I know there's a lot of demand for houses to buy. I know lots of people would like to move up or, you know, if you're going to be in a pandemic, have a house that suits your need. But there's a lot of people out there struggling. Are we seeing that affect the overall housing market? Jesse, I guess this one to you. From your experience, are you finding landlords suffering because they can't collect rents? What's the state of the economy, if you will?
I can speak at least as a landlord myself. I've given some time deference for some tenants that needed a little bit extra cushion of time because work dried up. I have no problem doing that. I think it's more important to, and it's good business to make sure that your clients, your tenants, the people that you work with are on a stable footing. That's in everybody's interest, whether you're smart enough to realize it's in the long-term interest of your business or not.
Anything to add to that thought, Darcy?
Just similar thing. I just gave my tenant a job when she didn't have one. So I just found some work for her. But yeah, that's the way to do it. Realize, there's a zero,
I hear Dominic's underemployed. You got any work for my buddy Dominic?
Right. Darcy, let me ask you, the video and doing things online now, have you found Solidarity Realty? Have you done any more video and posting of those kinds of things, virtual open houses, that kind of thing?
Yes, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that. We do a virtual, like a 3D tour of every listing that we have, and we ask people to view it first before coming in. And there's been a lot fewer showings. People are being a lot more selective. Everyone's cooperating really in a nice process about that.
Guys, has anyone bought a home sight unseen?
Yes.
I remember people renting homes, but that's a much smaller commitment than buying a home. Have you had
We just made an offer sight unseen on a place that isn't coming up until February, and we thought it was just our idea. Well, our answer was due in a few hours, and someone else put a sight unseen offer and beat us before we could even compete. So
I closed yesterday on a transaction that was written sight unseen.
Wow. I got some land I'd like to sell one of your fine clients.
But just to be clear, we have clauses in them that say that they're contingent upon the client seeing it and still liking it.
Between writing the offer and closing, presumably.
Between the accepted offer and proceeding with that.
Darcy Haber, my pal, my partner in the radio biz, broker for Solidarity Realty, her fine agent, Jesse Pica-Holes. Thank you both for joining us today, bringing to our audience's attention the WRA. They're like the evil empire, according to some in the real estate industry. Solidarity Realty, they're the good ones you can trust. Thank you so much for your sponsorship and friendship and attendance of our little Zoom party last night, Darcy. Thank you both. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. Phone lines open. 844-967-2789.
Don't you have homes?
Yes, it's true.